today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Be the one to say thank you. Have you ever forgotten to say thank you? Do you recall doing something for someone and they forgot to say thank you? Have you ever forgotten to say thank you to the person that let you borrow something of theirs? People assist us in so many ways during the day, and we don't say thank you. When they assist you, do you take the time to say thank you? Thank you is a very simple statement, but it's practiced very little. For many, after they get what they want, they forget to say thank you, while others never plan to say thank you. These two words carry a lot of weight, and as you go through this week, be mindful of all that is done for you and say thank you. As you go through your day, consider the doors that are held open. Consider the coffee that is made for you. Consider the people who let you merge into traffic and say thank you. And consider the person who let you borrow their pen and say thank you. If you forget, be the one who goes back to say thank you. In Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, Jesus went to Jerusalem and passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. When he entered the village, he met 10 men who were lepers. These men were ceremonially defiled and forced to live outside the village. They were legally required to stand at a distance, and thus their communication with Christ was by shouting. These men yelled out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They said this to Jesus, expecting him to do something to cure their illness, and he did. When Jesus saw them, he says, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. These men obeyed God, and they went their way and were cleansed. All 10 men were cleansed, but one returned to give God thanks. While on their way to show themselves to the priest, God miraculously cleansed them. In Luke chapter 17, verse 15, it says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, as he was a Samaritan." The healing was sudden and immediately visible, but occurred as a result of their faith. But one person who was not a Jew returned to say thank you. In Luke chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Don't be like the 9 who were cleansed and did not return to say thank you. Be like the one who returned to give God thanks and glorify his name. Today, remember to go back and say thank you. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.